The deadline for a state budget in Pennsylvania is tomorrow, but it's unlikely to pass on time yet again. House Democrats approved Governor Josh Shapiro's proposal in April. Senate Republicans, meanwhile, are holding firm against increased state spending. Negotiations have yet to move out of the Senate, but Democratic House Leader Jordan Harris says he's confident the parties will reach an agreement sooner than last year's four-month impasse.
135 days was way too long last year. I think everybody understands that, and therefore folks want to get out a budget that we could all believe in.
More than half of the past 20 state budgets have been delivered late by lawmakers. More people are surviving cancer than ever before. That's true across all races and ethnicities. But a new report shows that certain groups, including Hispanic and Black adults, are still more likely to get a late-stage diagnosis and die from the disease. Margaret Foti is the CEO of the American Association for Cancer Research based in Philadelphia. She says the organization's new report shows that these disparities are driven by inequitable access to prevention screening specialists and clinical trials.
Too many patients live very far from high-quality cancer care, and far too many patients, financial, logistical, cultural, and other structural barriers continue to shape their chances for survival. These consequences are profound.
Report authors are calling on Congress to invest in cancer research and continue funding studies that can identify disparities in cancer outcomes. New Jersey Congressman Tom Kaine Jr. set to return to Washington today. The Republican has been out for almost 4 months due to an unspecified medical condition. He's promised to be transparent about his long unexplained absence. Kaine is facing a challenge from Democratic nominee Rebecca Bennett in the North Jersey battleground district. Mostly sunny today. We'll top out in the low 90s. Mostly cloudy tonight, going down to the low 70s. Mostly sunny and a chance of storms tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s as a extreme heat warning takes effect.